Peace and blessings, family. Hermina Shabazz here, host of Voice of Black Star on EPRN, where I host programs about the awakening taking place amongst African Americans and how it is affecting us according to scripture, i.e. the Bible. I would love to conversate with like minds, spreading the word and preparing brothers and sisters for what's to come in these last days. If you would like to put in the arm of Yah and resurrect your brethren with your portion, please email me, MinaShazz at gmail.com. That's MinaShazz, MinaShazz at gmail.com.
Exquisite Coffee has an all-new online checkout service. So check it out and order your favorite coffee and tea buns today. ExquisiteCoffee.shop is your convenient online hub with a large variety of coffee and tea selections. Click the shop tab and you'll be ready to order your own pack of exquisite K-Cups. We have Haitian Blue Mountain and Jamaican Blue Mountain, just to name a few. We also have pounds of decaf espresso or drip coffee. We have mini coffee blends. And we have our well sought after blue hibiscus tea. So it's blue eyes and it's a hibiscus tea. We also have masala chai, loose leaf, and other coffee and tea selections. Local Metro Charlotte, North Carolina residents, don't hesitate to call in or text us your order to 704-413-1225. Again, that's 704-413-1225. We'll deliver locally right to you. Just call or text your coffee and tea orders. Head over to exquisitecoffee.shop. We'll see you there.
Are you a black business owner looking to network and have your business advertised? Well, look no further. Voice of Black Star on EPRN is moving in the same direction and would love to work and grow with you. Email me, MinaShazz at gmail.com for further details on strengthening our community mentally, spiritually, and economically. Do you promote the Most High in rhythm and song? Do you have lyrics and beats to vibrate dry bones? If so, Voice of Black Star is looking to promote you on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. For further details, email me, MinaShazz at gmail.com to get started today.
Take hold of your financial situation with an educational and fun-to-use resource, Consulting Guy's Financial Toolkit. You'll need to head over to BlackStarFundLLLP.com and click the link labeled #CGFTK listed on the site navigation bar. Once you're inside the CGFTK web app, you'll see a variety of banking, business, and personal finance options that will give you the confidence to move your interests forward in the global economy. Consulting Guy's Financial Toolkit is also easy to Google. Head over to Google and search keyword #CGFTK. That's #CGFTK for Consulting Guy's Financial Toolkit.
Peace and blessings, family. Fall is approaching. Are you ready for fall in love with your skin this season by using the world's creamiest shea butter? Absolutely Fabulous Shea Soufflé has you covered from head to toe. Visit your local beauty supply or afshea.com today. That's afshea.com, afshea.com.
Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man,
listen now what Paul said, but if any man
draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in it.
No pleasure in it.
Who do you believe in?
Mr. President, I heard that you don't really love us. No, we the chosen, and your job is to try to corrupt us. Want us to suffer, but the Father, he keeping us covered. Under his mercy, we are waking up, it's almost over. Telling my people to repent, learn to be sober, study the ways. Understand it's a curse, and we had to be slaves. Still stiff-necked, breaking all the laws we were given. All the ones that'll be protected are those who know they're the children, so they obey. Walk to those with no faith, a part of his spirit, and so we can't be erased. Therefore, we gotta get it right or get tossed in the lake. Picture brimstones touching your face, it's too real, ain't it? The torture got me motivated, I don't wanna burn. Know it's a better place to go, and I gotta learn. Humble myself.
my shot is hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in?
You got a draw line, pick a side, strapped in for the ride. Grace means you survived, a lot of Jew, they ain't alive. Pain thorn in my side, strain worn, born to thrive. Chains on, tossed aside, drain mourn from genocide. Who do you believe in? Set it off like Stephen. Soon as we go to preaching, they coming for your breathing. Is it heaven that you seeking, or folly that you speaking? The foe steady peaking, the spirit steady leading. Abba is one and he won't change. Even Aaron's sons burn from the strange flames. So what is you talking about? We struggling, we feel pain. Cause we curse now, we struggle with the real name. Higher, forgive us. Our arms is present, but we still lame. We some lions trapped and captive, and we still tame. And these passes, they some actors, they just still change. So when I ask you, do you struggle or you feel shame? Or is it so game?
John 14 and 2 through 4. Like heaven looked down from heaven upon the children of men, to see if there were any that did understand and seek the Most High. 3, they are all gone aside, they are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. 4, have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat of my people, which they eat bread, and call not upon thy power of higher.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.
Peace and blessings, family. Thank you again for joining me. Thank you for joining me again on Voice of Black Star. I have been honored to support such an enlightening broadcast with you. I pray that you are getting the best out of knowing who you are down to the end of Babylon and the beginning of Yeshua Crisis. It's a big deal, family. It's a very big deal for that little last part I said, okay? We're talking about the beginning of Yeshua Crisis. Aren't you tired of this world? Aren't you tired of this system of things? The chaos, the hate, the envy, the murders, the sudden death, the plagues that continue to come about us. I know you're noticing it. I can tell that you're noticing it. Today, we're going to open up the seventh seal. You know, we didn't open up the seventh seal in the chapter 6. We only opened 6. So we're going to go back and read those 6, okay? And then we're going to get on down to the seventh one in chapter 8, okay? The seventh one is the real big one. And I don't think we've experienced that one yet. That one is to come. And I know a lot of people are going to be like, oh gosh, that's not literal. Christ wasn't meaning literal. The Bible wasn't meaning literal when it said these things. But family, I think it did. It meant it literally when it gave the flood to Noah in his day. So I'm sure he pretty much means what he says this time around. Because have you not noticed the world we live in? Most High is going to let this place just keep going haywire. He sit back and just watch. That's not him. That wouldn't be who he is. So he's going to handle this, family. He's going to take care of it. And unfortunately, a lot of the people that we love are going to be going with it. Okay? But we won't read about the bottomless pit until chapter 9. So let's just chill. And let's begin. Let's go back to chapter 6. And let's read what it says real fast. Let's read it. And it says, and I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. So wars are going about. Our war's not going about right now, family. Because we got to think about it. We're dealing with spiritual beings as well, family. We're not going to be able to see these things do these. We're not going to be able to see them physically do these things, but we're going to see the results of what they have done, okay? Does that make sense? Because that's what it's going to look like. That's exactly what it's going to look like, family. I mean, right now what's going on in Russia and Ukraine and all that stuff, family, this isn't by chance. This isn't just something that is going to happen and it's going to pass and we're going to go back and we'll just keep going living this type of lifestyle over and over again. No, the Most High is tired of this. This is not what he created the earth to be. This is not how he created mankind to be. So we got to get with the program, family. We have to get with it spiritually. A lot of us are still living in this physical form right now. And I know that sounds weird to some of you. Some of you are going to get it, what I'm saying. But you got to come out of that physical form. You got to see the spirit. You got to be within your spirit when it comes to this type of thinking, family, because it's about to get real around here. And you're going to see some things that are going to make your heart drop. Well, let's keep reading, though. Verse 2. And I saw, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. Okay, so let me tell you, those two beasts that I just read, the first two ones I read first, they're working together, family. You have to see it, okay? You really have to see it. They're working together. This is how they're getting the work, the war, Ukraine, Russia thing. Oh, yeah, it's all popping. And there's war to come. And before, there was wars before, but this is about to get really weird. This is different. This is talking about something a little different. And there was given unto him a sword, a great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see thou hurt not the oil and the wine. So pricing is going to be going crazy. We see that now, though. We see it, but it's going to get worse, though, family. Certain things are going to get worse. But if you're getting by and you're seeing things going accordingly, that means you have the Most High over you. Because that's the only way we're going to make it through with this right here. If the Most High is over you. So do your best to keep up with his law, statutes, and commandments. Those are so very important, family. They're so very important. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death. And hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the four parts of the earth to kill with the sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. That means that he don't allow some animals to start attacking folk. And I notice we've seen that now a lot on Facebook with TikTok and stuff. I've noticed that a lot of animals are attacking people. Foxes and stuff like that. Just randomly attacking people. You know? So it's gonna get a lot worse than this, family. We ain't seen nothing yet. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God. And for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, how holy and true, doest thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? You hear that, family? So y'all saying God is all peace and he turns the other cheek and up? No. He doesn't work that way. What did he just say? Right? What did these people just ask the Most High? If he was a God of this patience and everything, wouldn't he have just said patience? Would this in the Bible? Would that verse have been in the Bible, period? And they cried with a loud voice, how long, O Lord, holy and true, doest thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. So some of us, family, some saints are going down. And those that do go down in the midst of the battle of what's going on right here, that says a lot. It says a lot, especially their followers of the Most High power. Okay? Verse 12. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. And the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief mountains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us, hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. So there's one on the throne, and there's one at the wrath of the Lamb. Okay, so there are two beings, y'all. There are two beings. There are two beings. I've read enough now to know that there are two beings up there. The Almighty One that sits on the throne, and he obviously never leaves his throne. That's why he sent Christ to do the part. He gave the staff, my son. You, I'm giving you to go handle this business for me, to handle this earth for me. I give it to you to deal with. That's what Christ the Lamb is doing. He's not a mighty lamb now. He's a mighty lamb now. He's not a little lamb no more. He's not just a sacrifice lamb no more. He's a lion at this point. I'm sorry. He's changed. He is a lion now. Okay. And then, of course, you can check out Luke 23, verse 30, to follow up with chapter 6 and verse 16, okay? It says, the Lamb, thrown from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? And that's what we're about to read now. It's about to begin, family. Chapter 8 of Book of Revelation. We're about to get excited, family. We're about to get excited here. For those of you who follow the Most High and follow Christ truly, you have nothing to worry about. You don't have to fear death. Only those who are doing evil, those are the ones that should be worrying, but they're not worried. So why are you? Let's read. Revelation chapter 8. And it reads, and this is what we're about to do right here. Listen to what we're about to do, family. Listen to what we're about to do. This is so important. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. I couldn't give it an hour, family. Half an hour, sorry. But definitely give you an idea of the silence and what it probably could have felt like. Verse 2. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Oh, they're about to sound it, family, about to sound it. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him with much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angels, okay, so right here, family, those two verses are talking about the prayers of the saints that went up. Remember, we read a verse in chapter 6 about they was asking how long, okay? He told them just a little while longer till he get the rest of us. He got to collect some more saints. Because there's another battle going on, but we're not going to go there, family. There's something else that's coming. But that's after the 1,000-year reign of Christ, of Yeshua. Okay? Because pretty much the world's going to really do a complete 360 when the one that sits on the throne makes that appearance. But I ain't going to talk about that right now. We ain't going to talk about that. We're going to go ahead and deal with what he gave us right here to deal with, okay? He letting us know about Christ coming in them thousand days, okay? 1,000 years, I'm sorry. Excuse me. The 1,000 years we got with him. That whole day. We finally get a day. Okay, we get a whole day with the Most High and in his system of things, his righteous system of things, his peace. Peace, family. I know you guys feel it. I know you want it. You can't tell me you don't want the peace with all what's going on around us. You can't look at nothing, hear anything, and go anywhere without seeing some type of violence, atrocity, some type of evil being done on this earth. You can't hear, you can't go nowhere without hearing about it. Wouldn't it be nice just to be able to go outside and know that nobody's going to shoot a bomb at somebody the next day? Because even though it's far away, you never know when it's going to come to you. Or if someone got shot, you know, over some silly mess. You know, evil for evil. It's just wild, family. And we need to bring an end to this. There's no peace on this earth. There's no peace here. Absolutely none. We have a clown show dealing with our Republican and Democratic so-called parties, you know, people who are supposed to be leading us. Our leaders are just, it's just full of it. It's full of stuff. But anyway, I'm kind of went off, but I would love to keep going on that because it is important, because it all goes with this, though, because the Most High has to break down the system in order to bring up his. He's had to show you how corrupt it really is. So this is what happened. We're getting revealed. It's being revealed what's going on, what the Most High is doing. Okay, it's being revealed as to how this world is. It's revealing as to what's going on. The evils that rule this world, family, we are ruled by evils. And we need to wake up to it, family. We got to open our spiritual eyes so we can see and get with the laws of the Most High power, okay? But anyway, let's get back to it. But the censors of those of the prayers of the saints that are being, you know, tossed in front of the Most High, you know what I'm saying? He's kind of covering them, you know, covering those prayers. And so let's see what happens with those prayers. Let's see what happens. And family, you got to think deep. Think spiritual. Listen to these scriptures spiritually, with your spiritual mind, family. And when I say that, that doesn't mean that this stuff really isn't going to happen now. Oh, it's going to happen. These physical things that you're going to hear are going to happen. But I need you to see it with your spiritual eye. And let's go. Okay? And it reads, verse 4. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with the fire, with fire of the altar, and cast it into the earth. He cast the fire into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. Uh-oh, family. Here we go. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and there were cast upon the earth, and the third part of the trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. Okay, we're getting the fire now, family. Remember last time? It was flooding. We're about to get fire now. And the second angel sounded, as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea had lives, died, and the third part of the ships were destroyed. And a third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers, and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood, and the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of waters because they were made bitter. Okay, so it's about to get real. Family. And the fourth angel sounded, and a third part of the sun was smitten, and a third part of the moon, and a third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened. They were darkened. And the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpets of the three angels which are yet to sound, saying woe to the earth. Because all this what happened so far, family, we have three more angels to sound, family, to send out more. Okay, The Most High is destroying the wicked off the earth. He's cleansing the earth, family. That's what's happening here. He's cleansing the earth, and he's getting back to where he wants to be. He wanted to be. Christmas close to Adam and Eve style, I would hope, to be honest with you. Just peaceful. You can just walk around and just chill. But I don't know. I don't know if I want to be walking around, you know, in my nude, in my birthday suit. But I would like to be dressed elegantly and definitely love to have quiet peace and nice yard with lawns and greeneries and fruit trees and everything around. It is so nice. But family, we got to get there. We have to spiritually get there. But we got to go through this first. There's a cleansing that's happening right now. And that's what this revelation is talking about. It's talking about the cleansing and rebuilding of earth. And also about the Most High's people getting back with him, his chosen ones. And that's not to say the rest of the world ain't going to get love from the Most High power. If you fall behind him, if you fall behind the Israelites that are on here that's teaching you and telling you things to the Gentiles, listen. Because it's saving your soul. Okay, they're saving your soul. It's not Christianity as you see it today. It's not like these Sunday churches you go to every day. No, you're supposed to be worshiping on the Sabbath. You're supposed to be chilling with the Most High on the Sabbath. That's the day he gave you for rest. And also you can use that time to get with him. Absolutely. His holy days. Not these holidays that you've been getting from these from Christianity. No, family. No, no, no. The holy days out of the Bible. The holy days in the book. And I know a lot of you ain't going to get that because a lot of you are not of Israel, so to speak. You're not of the true people as African Americans are. And I say that boldly because it is what it is. We're in a time of truth-telling, family. It's time to tell the truth because right now we're in end times. We have no time to wait or no time to procrastinate on getting right with the Most High power. We need to know that we know him. He needs to know that we know him, okay? And he already knows our heart anyway. So it's up to you to act accordingly. So if your heart ain't right, you might want to change some things. See, I have a conversation with the Most High. Talk to him all the time. I talk to him all the time. I don't stop. Because there's too much going on right now in this world. Too much going on, and I can't close my eyes and not see it. And I always pray to the Most High to give me wisdom and discernment and his power to use me. I allow him to use me. It's okay to use me, please, by all means. Because I'm ready for all of this to be over so we can go ahead and get started a new chapter, family, a new chapter, Judah, okay? A new chapter, okay, for all the 12 tribes out there because the Most High is picking out 12,000 from each of those tribes to be part of the main part, to be part of the saints' parts. But then there'll be this us, too, family. This is going to be just us people, and we're going to be worshipers. Yes, we're going to be of the tribe. We're going to be on a higher pedestal, not necessarily a higher pedestal, but we're definitely going to be as priests and priestesses to the Gentile nations. In other words, we'll be their connection to the Most High. When he comes, you're going to see the system of things. You're going to see how the system is going to work because the Bible tells us how it's going to work, but some of us tend to not see until we get there, if some of us make it. But again, family, thank you for listening in today, okay? And I pray that you continue to join me, you know, Voice of Black Star family, definitely. And if you feel moved, please support, you know. Your donation does help support the system, help support us to keep us going. You know, you can do that at Hermina Shabazz. You know, you can cash at Hermina Shabazz. And definitely, definitely keep tuning in, though. That's most important. Because I want your soul. Your money's good. It's good for this, for the physical. But Most High wants your soul. So he's using me to get your soul, bring him to him. And that's my goal. Okay? Well, family, you have a blessed day. And I look forward to talking to you again. Shabbat shalom.